This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado vaccine providers will start using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine again. Use of the two-dose shot was paused earlier this month after reports of rare blood clots were observed in six people, none of which were in Colorado. A federal health advisory committee now recommends resuming use of the J&J vaccine. It'll come with a warning about the side effect risks. Drivers on an important highway in southwest Colorado will have to navigate construction delays starting Monday. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
Quite often, there's only one main road connecting mountain towns, and it's a royal pain when that one road has to be repaired. This year, it's US 50 between Gunnison and Montrose near Black Canyon National Park. CDOT is widening and straightening the road, which it says will help with safety. But that means weekday lane and full road closures for the next 12 months. So be prepared to wait or take a very long detour. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Some 600 bicycle racers will compete in the Pueblo Classic this weekend. In addition to pro racing, it's also the conference championships for a dozen collegiate teams. Race director Jim Castaneri says resources for collegiate riders can be limited.
So this is kind of an effort to help those colleges and universities in state have a venue where they don't have to do anything except show up and compete.
Last year's race, which was to be the first in Pueblo, was canceled due to the pandemic. And nice race conditions today in Pueblo, highs in the low 70s there. This is CPR.